from Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.com. www.mindfulness.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Did you hear about that knife attack in China, Steve?
A knife attack in China?
Never bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's right. And, you know, I was just going to say, when knives are outlawed, Bob, only outlaws will have knives.
It's a samurai.
A samurai knife, even.
Knife attack rampage at Chinese train station appears to be another staged hoax. Oy vey.
The Chinese never do that.
Maybe they should ban knives.
They should, and forks.
Especially the butter knives.
Only chopsticks allowed.
Like butter.
So, that was big news, I guess, because there's nothing else going on in China but a knife fight or a supposed knife fight.
Steve, listen to this. An incredible, bizarre story has emerged from China. According to various media reports, a slashing rampage has allegedly left 29 people killed. And over 100 wounded at a train station located in... All right, I'm going to stop doing that voice.
All right.
I'm going to stop.
All right, let's stop that voice.
Okay.
Stop that voice right now.
Several individuals wearing masks and wielding knives were allegedly responsible for the attacks. Police were said to have shot and killed four of the attackers, increasing the death toll to 33. Based upon the information that has been released so far, the whole event appears, Steve, well, to be a hoax. First off, let me break this down for you, Steve, without any voice. Okay? This is Bob Tuscan's voice. If you have a situation where there are 33 people dead and over 100 people wounded, one would think that there would be a treasure trove of pictures and videos showing the carnage. After all, we live in an age where all sorts of people carry cell phones capable of capturing pictures and video. Amazingly, there is very little on the media showing anything of the sort. All right, well, maybe that's anecdotal. However, secondly, let's break this down. The Chinese government has immediately called the incident an attack of terrorism and blamed it on the Xinjiang separatist group. That's the Muslim group that borders, lives in, you know, Western China. You know the one I'm talking about, Steve?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Western China.
Anyways, thirdly, that number 33 just sticks out like a sore thumb as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it does kind of pop up in various places.
It's got lots of Masonic meanings, but it's also the number that has been involved with several highly questionable events. Take, for example, the Virginia Tech shooting massacre that took place back in 2007. The number of people said to have died in that incident was
33.
Another example is the recent suicide bombing attacks in Volgograd, Russia, which has said to have resulted in the death of a grand total of 33.
That's right.
So.
What if we consider the upcoming March anniversary of Fukushima that took place on 3/11/33, right? Fukushima. Or how about Pope John Paul I, who died instantly in office only 33 days after he was coronated Pope in 19.
How about John F. Kennedy, who was shot on the 33rd degree line of longitude?
It's in Dallas. In Dallas.
And it was on either longitude or latitude. Sorry, folks. I still messed that one up. And how about the nuclear weapons, Hiroshima, Nagasaki? The nuclear weapons dropped on Hiroshima, Nagasaki, that just so happened to be on 33rd degree. This is a crazy conspiracy, I know. But there you go. Some more food for thought.
Well, it's all about numbers, and it's all about mysticism and esoteric knowledge that we're ascending to understand. But, you know, I just think it's a way these people contact each other and let them know what's going on, you know, between each other. And who knows? I mean, it's I suppose things could happen by accident in 33 episodes. But, yeah, it's kind of strange. Whenever you hear these stories, you have to wonder what's really behind it. But we are coming up on the two-year anniversary of the Fukushima accident, March 11th, 3-11-11. And that'll be not too many days. Are we going to have a special show for that?
We should.
Yeah, we probably should.
Will you mark that down, please, Mr. Producer? Thank you.
He will mark it down.
Thank you.
Maybe get our buddy John to come back on and talk to us a little bit about it, what's going on with the update.
Yeah.
Let's
take some phone calls this hour. You want to?
Well, we can do that. Sure.
800-313-9443 if you want to join us. We've got a lot to get into, so we will take phone calls sporadically as we get them. So if you want to join us, I will yield to your commentary. 800-313-9443. I'm Bob Tuscan, your host, and Steve Starrs, your Jesuit leader.
Commentator, yes. Hey, you know, I just realized our number has 33s in it, too. 800-313-9. Now, that's 3 times 3. 443, Bob. Mysterious. Hmm. That is that's really beyond coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a little creeped down now. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Bob and Steve. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, Mark. Good. We're having a little fun, man. I know you're back here to talk serious stuff, so that's good.
I'm sure not going to insult you with Yiddish, whatever you want to call them, curse words. By the way, I think that's like everybody, excuse me, everybody that gets a lot out of the show, which if you want to call it a show, I don't think it's a program unless you're talking about program people too.
No.
To, you know, face the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's not just an insult to you in particular, Bob, you know, where it was directly, but, you know, these are the kind of people. I don't usually call them that often to a show as I do yours lately, but, you know, you didn't have any other callers except this guy, and when he called up, I figured I better use my frequent caller card in order to come on and combat the voodoo mojo. Or mojo voodoo of energy attacks, basically, which can stick with you. They're so strong sometimes.
No.
It just sounds like somebody cursing at you.
That's why it's fun. Mind, I mean, if he had something legitimate to say, then I might.
I detected a lot of really negative, evil energy, actually.
Yeah, it's fun.
But, you know, it's around Judaism. And by the way, you know, I was born Jewish, so.
Uh-oh.
But I don't get the opportunity to, you know, actually shine it on and just, you know, tee these people off. Like, I think he did a really good job, although he never admitted of doing that. But anyway, I guess that's a good thing because, you know, then I'd be starting to imagine how I could go find them. You know, it's kind of like that whole spirit of Antichrist. But I wouldn't be violent. I never am. But it would bring up the worst in me, or I've become righteously angry about it. That's just what it's intended to do, is to throw you off balance, get you angry, and you can't really resolve it because there's somebody on the other end of a phone line somewhere, and you're just not going to, you know, go to the trouble of it. And I think it's
doesn't work. My skin is far too thick, and I've been doing this for far too long to really care less, you know.
Good.
So.
I figured it was that, but what I figured, like with most people, I know it would with me, it can kind of, you know, affect you energetically for at least a little bit. Yeah, like I say, you know, that's what it's intended to do, but I'm glad...
Hey, hold on, Mark, because we're going to get cut off, and I know that's not why you called, so we'll get to your call in just a second. I'll take more calls as well if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your calls and talking about a little bit of this, a little bit of that. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let's go back to Mark.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
Well, beyond that, actually, I did want to just give one clarification that seems to get bypassed almost 100% of the time these days, causes a lot of misunderstanding and, you know, perhaps could even be at the nexus of the individual who we just discussed who called you up and insulted you as a Jew. And That is that the Sabbatean so-called Jewry, who are the Jews that are not Jews,
right, exactly,
as described by Christ, mm-hmm. They have dominated for several thousand years, at least, if not going back to Babylon, you know, so that we have a counterfeit Judaism, which actually holds the highest human powers under the very apex of the Illuminati, get up into the banking and the Vatican and all that, and the oil, that is actually controlling several crucial areas, one of them being the media, not just in this country, but probably throughout the world to a degree at least, and the banking. So you have the Rothschilds are Jewish, they say, okay. But then that's the crux of what I'm talking about, or one of the two cruxes, and that is they're the Jews that are not Jews. So they are referred to as Khazarian, as in Khazar, as Khazaria, you know, somewhere in the area of Siberia or around that area, some, you know, centuries ago, and they made their living as thieves that robbed caravans, and then that, the caravans got to be too good at pushing them back, and wasn't profitable anymore. And so then basically that's at that time, through a sequence of events, is when the actual adoption of Judaism occurred, so that they could actually, it gave them at least one advantage, and I believe that was that they could actually show up in the Holy Land, and, you know, I think this is around the 1200s, and show up in the Holy Land as Jews, and it would be more prosperous for them there. They saw the economic opportunity in that move, so they facilitated that move or made it possible by adopting Judaism. Now, they had a worship of Satan in whatever form they or name they called him, and they still do. And they're called Sabbatean Jews. Okay, you can always trace that back if you haven't heard of that. You may have Sabbatean Jews. Tex Mars talks about this. Dr. Bill Deagle talks about this, and, you know, how they have no Jewish genetics within them. Okay, unless they've intermarried with Jews and their parents have intermarried Gentile to Jew racially, blood-wise, and then they do have some. But the ones that have 98% of the population between Palestine and Israel, and the Palestinian, which is, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, I'm not sure how many, they actually have very strong Jewish genetics. Okay, they trace back into the 12 tribes. And then when you look at the leadership of Israel and you look at the ones who are playing their part, saying they are Jews, that really control the money for the Illuminati, for Satan, and they're fully aware of this, and they are totally Luciferian and or satanic, okay, that they are not Jews. They are not Jews. So it's just the usual modus operandi where the person who is the victim gets blamed and accused of being the perpetrator, and the true perpetrators serve as, set themselves up as the saviors, the good guys. So, but anyway, maybe that'll help that fellow that
That's
called
good.
In.
And you know, Barry Shamesh, and of course, he would not be popular on this show because, you know, he has some points of view being from, well, he's from Canada actually originally, but he fought in the IDF for a while. He's written some great books, and one of them is on the Sabbateans, and he's exposed them, of course. Rabbi Shabbat Zvi, I guess it was, in the year 1666, he actually picked the date June 18th, 666, to start his Sabbatean congregation, Sabbateans. And he has a book called The Sabbateans, in which he talks about them very, very openly and candidly, showing you exactly who they are, what they've done, and how they've gotten into control primarily through the Labor Party, which is running Israel right now. So, you know, I agree with you, Mark. You know, those are excellent comments, because I'm in agreement that, yeah, you have a lot of very, very, very bad people who got into control of this whole thing, and they're steering this in their direction, and they don't mind sacrificing 400,000 or 500,000 Jews if necessary.
No,
if that's part of
the accomplishment.
That's right. Absolutely. And he talks about how they actually engineered the beginnings of the what you call Holocaust or persecution in Germany, because they wanted to drive the European Jews out of there to formulate this nation that they were wanting to create called Israel, of course. They already had the Balfour Declaration after World War I, but nobody wanted to go. You know what I mean? Why would they want to go there? And, you know, the whole thing is, of course, he lived there for...
It wasn't developed yet. It hadn't blossomed, as the Bible predicts that it would one day in the latter days. It hadn't blossomed at that time because the
right.
Jewish...
Yeah. This Sunday.
This Sunday. Oh. But yeah, you're right there, Mark. That's exactly it. And so you're looking at something that's being engineered and created by a group of people who are basically Satanists. And if you could find out about their religion, yeah. You can find out about who they are, what they believe, where they came from. This man actually created this cult in 1666, you know, June sure. 18th.
Very and it was based on the worship of Satan or whatever other name he goes by.
Yeah, it was basically a satanic cult, and so sure. they're still around today. And
human
the Labor
sacrifice.
Party, yeah, that's who you see. Perez is one of them, of course, and you know you've seen them run the entire war machinery of Israel.
Well, Rothschild set it up, right, Steve? Bob Rothschild, yeah. The Rothschild family set Israel up basically to become a reality. They yep. played the hand; they initiated it.
So why we are being led to believe that somehow this is something we ought to support? I mean, my thinking is the best thing to do is hands off, let them call on God for themselves and see if they can get themselves out of their own
that's
trouble.
That's what they're going to end up doing.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, it's right there in the Bible, but not all of them.
Yeah,
just,
that's right.
You know, not
mm-hmm.
the ones that are in control right now. We're talking about the actual blood Jews over there, or, you know, whoever falls into the category of, you know, being on the right side of God for eternity. That's the ultimate good category for us guys, right?
Yeah. And but that's open to all the people of all the world now. I mean, there's no longer a wall of separation. And the old days of racism are gone. And so the idea here that they're trying to perpetuate and get us to back and support is really a part of their end-time
yeah.
Zionistic pipe dream agenda that is going to come to a very dangerous precipice in a very short period of time, as you know, Mark. You know, it's not going to
last. Panic agenda. Yeah. It really is. You know about the scroll of Bush, gentlemen?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, but go ahead and elaborate.
Well, that actually came into being during George W. Bush's, I think in about 2007,
mm-hmm.
2005 to 2007, one of those years and 3 years in there, they gave, they being the Sanhedrin, you know, the highest religious sect, most respected and the highest one placed up there in the religious structure of Judaism and as it exists in Israel. Basically, the Sanhedrin were around at the time of Christ and before, you know, the highest priest of the temple working in the temple. They're in charge of the Temple Mount.
Sure.
As far as any redo, putting up another temple, the fourth temple, on the Temple Mount, that's predicted to happen. If you read the scriptures carefully, I think it says that, especially it describes it in Revelation. But that's where the Antichrist will commit the abomination of desolation, or you could say at least the Jewish authorities in charge of the newly constructed temple will begin the animal sacrifice, which itself.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
An open letter to the First Lady of the United States of America. My name is Patrick Kane. I'm a 20-year-old student of philosophy at the University of Colorado at Boulder, and according to you, I'm a 20-year-old knucklehead. In fact, according to you, I'm just one of an entire generation of kids not competent enough to warm up a Hot Pocket without disfiguring myself in the kitchen. I don't know where you're getting your information about my generation, but you should get one thing straight. Just because we're young, it doesn't make us helpless and irresponsible. In addition to our academic careers, many of us work full-time jobs. Granted, some of us are in debt, but none of us are $17 trillion in debt. Unlike your husband, we know how to balance our checkbooks. Also, unlike your husband, most of us don't have pictures of us smoking weed on the internet. And when we're hired to build a website, you better believe it's going to work. And it won't take $600 million to do it either. Keep in mind, it's all of us young knuckleheads that got you and your husband into the White House twice. So next time you decide to disparage an entire generation on national television, keep this in mind. We already have parents. So we don't need the government trying to be our second ones or your broken healthcare to survive.
Oh, you don't want a nanny state? Why not? It's good for you.
Hey, Bob. You know, Steve. I've got something really mysterious for you.
Break it down. Break it down.
I took our phone number, you know, our 1-800 or what, 800
phone
number.
Oh, no.
Now, 800-313-9443, okay? Now, if you put that into figures, that's 8,003,139,443. If you divide that by 33, do you know what you come up with? Exactly. 242,519,377. Exactly, Bob. Now, you know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, what do you think it means?
I know exactly what it means.
Well, it means, Bob, that the elitists, the New World Order people, actually gave us that phone number. And the reason why, it's about laying down the gauntlet. You see, they always tell you what they're going to do, and they use us to do that, Bob. But it's just a trick. It's just a trick, see, because they know not enough people really listen to us. And so, you know, they can say, look, we even told you what we were going to do before we did it. And we gave you a phone number to indicate it was actually us allowing. See, we don't know these people, Bob. They're that sneaky and clever that we don't even know who they are.
Right.
But they have this number that's a direct derivative of the number exactly of 33, Bob.
Incredible.
So if more people would listen to our shows, you know, in RBN, you know, then more people would be awake and they would say, well, maybe we should spare these people, at least for this generation, because they're not too stupid yet for us to justify ourselves in destroying them. Because, you see, it is a matter of survival of the fittest. And since people don't pay attention, they're watching Dancing with the Stars and stuff like that, not listening to the Bob Tuscan Show or visiting BobTuscan.com, well, you see?
I got a great clip for you.
It'd have to be better than what I just came up with.
Oh, jeez. I'm not doing anything to get away from that. I don't know where the hell you were going with that.
Okay, I hope
somebody out there found that somewhat humorous.
I did.
I'm glad you did, Steve. Judge Napolitano.
I like Judge Napolitano. I like him. Okay.
He was on Fox and Friends and had some interesting stuff to say. Let's hear him. Mr. Producer, roll that clip, please. Fox and Friends.
All right, should cops be allowed to enter your home if your roommate gives them permission?
Hell no.
Supreme Court has said yes.
Yeah, police.
Wait a second. All right, I'll let Judge Napolitano take it on.
Officers will now have more leeway to search homes without obtaining a warrant, even in situations where there's no emergency. Does this decision scale back our rights? Let's ask one man who knows, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, great to see you this morning.
Good to see you.
Does this court's ruling really create potential for abuse by police?
Well, yes, it does. And I'm not happy about it. And those of us who believe that the Constitution means what it says shouldn't be happy about it. So here's what happens. The police are called to a house because of a domestic disturbance. And they knock on the door and there's a man and a woman. They say, can we come in? The woman says yes. The guy says no. Now, at that point,
yes wins.
At that point, no wins. The law before this case was if anybody says no, it's no.
Oh.
The guy gets in a fight with the police. The police drag him out. He's arrested. They go back to the house and they say, can we come in? It's just the lady there. She says yes. Even though the guy said no, he's no longer there. They go in, they find guns, they find evidence of drugs, and these people are prosecuted. They moved to dismiss the charges because the police didn't have the right to come in. So before this case, if one said yes and one said no, it was no. After this case, if one says yes and one says no, and the one who says no is no longer there, you still with me?
Yeah. Yes.
It's yes. The police can come in. Here's the abuse. The police can arrest the person who says no, get him off the scene, and they are left with the person saying yes, and use that as a means to get on the property. That's the danger with this decision.
Sure, because the second rat who saw the first rat getting eaten does not want to be in that same situation.
Okay, we don't need your analysis. This is the government raping us. When will they know? When will they learn that no means no?
Yeah, they take a lot of liberty with these things. Of course, you know, they can pull you over and tell you that one of your taillights is out, and then they want to search your car. And by the time you get out of your car, they said, well, wait a minute, you look like you're wobbling. Let me see if we can test you for drugs or alcohol. And the next thing you know, they find 100,000 pounds of cocaine in your car, you know, and it's impounded, and you're in jail, and your taillight was working just fine. You know, I mean, it's a real game with these guys these days, and it's all about the collar, though.
By the way, I spoke to two local sheriffs today on the radio.
Oh, good. Were they good sheriffs or bad sheriffs?
Bad sheriffs. I asked them about the war on drugs and told them, you know, the arguments against it, and this one sheriff has been, you know, claiming his county doesn't have enough resources. And I said, well, you know, if the resources that you guys need are being wasted in the war on drugs and blah, blah, blah. And he says, once they hung up on me, he says, drugs create crimes. We can't have these things. They lead to all sorts of different things. That was his logic.
Well, they do. I'm talking about hard drugs, though. I don't think pot does that very much, but the sale of it does when it's illegal.
No, the illegal nature of drugs leads to crimes.
Mm-hmm. It does, and those crimes are perpetuated by people up and down the levels of law enforcement as well. We know, all the way up to the people who bring those drugs into the country. And have been doing it for a long time, exporting heroin inside bodies in the Vietnam War, you know, doing all kinds of things like that. Go back to the days of Chiang Kai-shek. You know, I actually had a friend whose name was, well, his name was Valentine. He was the real Agent Valentine, as far as I'm concerned. And I knew him pretty well. He was a nice old gentleman. And I used to have a beer or two with him back in my beer drinking days. And he was a nice guy, but he was one of the top people with the DEA, I later found out, in Washington. Okay, I just knew him as who he was at the time, and people told me a little bit about him. And I kept trying to talk to him and said, look, if you ever want to come clean on all this stuff, you know, I'm available, and we can work with this. Well, he never really did, as a matter of fact. But he just said, well, that was all back in the days of Chiang Kai-shek and, you know, and all that and everything, and that doesn't happen anymore, and... but yeah, he had a lot of information he didn't want to tell me about, I could tell. More recent than Chiang Kai-shek by far, Bob.
800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us on anything. Feel free to dial us toll-free. Get out your crayon, write this number down. 800-313-9443 divided by 33, which equals...
Oh, you do it real quick here. It's 242-something million, but it comes out to 277, which means, you know, you've only got a limited amount of time, friends, because we are running out of time. You've got to call now.
Yes, sir.
Get a hold of Mr. Tusk.
We'll get to Fred in California in just a moment.
Ah, good, Fred.
And your calls as well. On
my
that.
Calls as well? Okay.
No, not your calls, Steve.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the air. That's right. I can't.
Steve,
I can't.
I'm done with you, man.
All right,
I'm
man. Done. I know. I've been kind of funny today, haven't I?
Yeah. Funny looking.
Well, yeah, that's why I have a voice for radio.
Me too. I got hair for radio too.
You do, man. That hair, you know what it looks like.
BobTuscan.com.
Okay.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work.
Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. As Steve Starr still riding shotgun with you while Bob takes a quick break, he's coming right back. Hey, how many other people figured out that 33 number inside our phone number, you know, thing? I mean, come on, this is the kind of stuff that's really, really deep, deep radio stuff, you know? Oddly, you know, it does divide. 33 does divide into our phone number. But I guess, again, you can find all kinds of things, you know, happening all over. And this is just one of the many. So, I think we do have Fred in California, though. And Fred is a serious guy. I do appreciate him calling. And if it's Fred, I think it is. Fred, are you there, my friend?
Oh, I'm here, and I'm having one of your days.
Okay, all right. Having a little fun then, huh?
Yeah, I'm standing here on the last mountain, on the west face of the last mountain facing the Pacific, test driving a new lead umbrella.
Wow. Watching
the decent rain coming down. I don't know if it's a Fukushima rainstorm or not, but seems to be working. I was sitting here thinking, you started your show out, you know, at least Bob did. I want him to get his little boy on too, by the way. But, you know, that feeling that something's coming, you know, something's going to take the whole thing down. And I think technology's going to be doing it. I was watching a little bit of History Channel the other day about the three-dimensional photography we did during World War II, at least from the British, that enabled us to get the upper hand on the V-2 rockets. We were able, through three-dimensional photography, identify these sites that they were making, that they thought they had them camouflaged, and it was this new invention of 3D that allowed us to knock them out. If it hadn't been for that, we would be probably speaking German right now. But
yeah, those things were awesome. They really were. They did launch a few of them, as a matter of fact. And, of course, they didn't have a super guidance system, but the trajectory that they used with those things. And they would have been capable, had they been able to launch from, say, like Western France, they would have been able to hit the United States with them.
Oh, it's just incredible. I mean, by the time all of them were taken out, I mean, these things were underground. They were like large warehouses where they constructed them on one end, and at the end of the construction process, they were just loaded on a ramp and taken outside very quickly, launched, and that's the way it went. And I think, you know, every generation goes through technological advancements, which we usually feel in the form of more enjoyment, easier living, that type of thing. But it seems like technology has another side to it. And I think it's nature's way of keeping us in balance as a species with the rest of the world here. It's a balancing act, a yin and yang, you might think of. But I feel right now that with the internet, And a lot of the technology that's being built today, being used for nefarious reasons besides, you know, making things easier to live by, I think it's technology right now is bringing us to the threshold. And it can come in many different forms. I think Bob alluded to it. You know, it could be, you know, either the Federal Reserve. It could be, you know, anything out there. There are so many flashpoints right now that, you know, I don't see anybody out there that's not listening to alternate media. I'm sure feels it every day. But that's the cycle of things, and I think that's what we're headed towards right now. When and where, I can't tell you how, but boy, there's some flashpoints out there, and it sounds like somebody out there is trying to get us into a war, and I'm trying to separate the puppets from the puppeteers in this whole thing, especially with...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, many years ago, there's the legendary letter from Albert Pike. I don't know if you've read that or seen it. There's been a lot of question about how authentic it was. Was it really a letter from Albert Pike to Mazzini, you know, talking about the three world wars? There is one thing that is factual about it, though, and that is it can be quoted, I think, way back into the 1890s. So it's been around for a long time, even before World War I and World War II, which it foretold, if you believe these quotes that I've seen, anyway. There were a number of people who apparently saw this letter. It was supposed to have been kept in the British Naval Archives, and then people couldn't find it or whatever. But, you know, the idea was that they were going to create three world wars. And you can just Google it. You can look it up on the internet. Google Albert Pike's letter, Three World Wars.
Okay, and thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that before? Have you ever read that?
I haven't, but I will look it up. I did want to address this statement to Bob. you know, he just got through playing a little bit of Judge Napoliano's thing on Fox, because I caught it this morning. He's an amazing character. He's very surprising, a matter of fact. And,
yeah, I like him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was going to make a donation to you guys today, but instead I bought his book.
Oh, man. You know, he makes all the money already, dude. He's on Fox Business Channel. Come on. No, that's cool. Whatever you feel like you should do, I'm glad you got the book, because you can still listen to us.
He's very interesting, but no, I will always make donations to your show. And over and above RBN, you guys are special. And, Steve, you amaze me. You know, I've mentioned this before, and Bob, but the head honcho of your program is that little character that Bob is attending to right now. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm just asking Bob to bring him out to give us some words of wisdom, which he does.
He's a talker. Yeah, he's a talker.
But I'll let other people call in. And, all right.
Well, cool.
Thank you for taking my call, and I wish my best to both of you and your families and friends.
Thanks, Fred.
And all those that are listening. So
appreciate you hearing from you, and take care of yourself, my friend. I know you're hurting sometimes, but we do appreciate hearing from you.
It hasn't been a good day, but, you know, the storms don't bring out the best in it.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys are, it doesn't get much better. So thanks again.
All righty. Appreciate it, Fred. Well, okay. I do want to thank you for calling and get back to that topic, because, you know, if you ever have looked at the three world wars prophecy, okay, and I'm not going to vouch for the authenticity or the fact that it is something that Albert Pike was said to have written in a letter to Mazzini many years ago that was discovered. And the plan was that these top elitist Freemasons, Scottish Rites, you know, Sabbatean Labor Party, Talmudic Jews, and of course the Jesuits and the New World Order and all these people, the plan that they had was that they were going to create three world wars, World War One, World War Two, and then a third world war. And if you're acquainted with any of that, you can you probably already know the story, but the first two went by very quickly, or at least have been prophetically accurate in terms of what happened. And, I mean, they were designed basically to break down all the small dukedoms and kingdoms in Bavaria and places like that, and to destroy the little remnants of the old European Empire and begin to meld this European Union, which is what they had in mind. Now, the Third World War was something that I could actually read it if I could pull it up, but let me just get to the chase here. The Third World War was the idea that they would create a big East-West conflict, and they mentioned Israel and the Zionists, of course, in coalition with people like the West fighting Islam and communism, which didn't exist at that time. Very strange. Anyhow, this has been a good little talk. The Bob Duskin Show will continue after the break. I think we're going to run a segment here, friends. And I guess we'll see you on the backside of this break and tomorrow night.
Bob Duskin Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find